Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, you'd be betting on them being financially strapped to do it. Terry Pegula would have to write a check. Let's just say you make it heavy signing bonus, which they don't do in Buffalo. There's not a player on their team this upcoming season, I think, outside of Zucker, who has a $1 million signing bonus. If all of a sudden you design it so the player's getting $16 million in the next 360 days, could be problematic.
Frank Saravelli on the idea of a Paterka offer sheet. If you're tired of the Paterka stuff, which, like, I get that. Joe and I were talking before the show begins. There is about to be possibly a window into how financially restricted the Sabres might be. The cap's going up. Their projected cap space is $23 million, but they have guys to sign. All right, they're going to sign McLeod. Going to sign Quinn, right? Whatever. You could sign a couple players here.
They're smaller, though, because Quinn and Levi are going to be, what, a couple million?
Yeah, sure.
Most the other two guys you have to sign are the two guys that we're talking about being traded, which is Paterka and Byram.
Right.
Because if you had just signed all of them, there goes your $23 million, right?
Probably, which would be pretty tough to have a fully capped out team and be like,
right? You could have the same team and you would be capped out.
Yeah.
But it depends. I'm assuming Paterka would get like 7 and Byram would get like 6 to 7.
Right. But so. He's pointing out where you would be cap strapped. That's what an offer sheet. That's what Philadelphia tried to do to Nashville.
Yes.
On the Shea Weber offer sheet.
Was that because of cap or that was because they thought the owner was cash poor?
They would not pay it. Yes. Right. They thought they will not pay. And
the owner had to go get a loan out from a bank.
Yes.
Yeah.
To pay Shea Weber.
Yeah. The Predators owner had to go get a loan out.
Which probably wasn't very difficult for that guy to do.
No, I'm sure. But he did have to do it.
To the larger point here about like the finances of it, and it's not exactly the sexiest conversation. Hey, it's June 24th at 6:37 a.m. Maybe you're, you know, on a beach somewhere.
We're talking about loans.
It's early to be on a beach. Unless you're out for a walk. Things to do on a beach at 6:30 in the morning.
Unless you're on a beach in like Portugal or something.
Yeah, time zones. Anyway, what I'm getting at is last year they had about $8 million in cap space they didn't use.
Right.
What number does that get to that is uncomfortable for them? If they have $13 million in unused cap.
Mm-hmm. What do they want? Because 13, why are you saying it'd be uncomfortable? Because they would not really be able to hide from the internal cap part of it.
Right.
Kevin Adams, if the number was so big.
The GM has said there are no financial restrictions. He said that the future contract extensions have to be accounted for. We've got to create space. They, of course, signed Zucker. I mean, he came back. So, you know.
Are they even hiding from it now, though, really? Like, everyone kind of knows, right?
Everyone kind of knows. But again, $8 million is still living in the land of, like Paul says, I don't need you just to spend the money. Spend it on good players. If there's a good player you can get for $8 million, go for it. But if you can't, then don't. But if that number is $12
million,
$14 million.
Certainly 20.
I mean, 20 would be a problem.
20 would be, like, everyone knows what's happening.
It just kind of gets to, like, and the cap is going to continue to go up. How far away do they stay from it? It's just, that's probably in the formula down there about, like, well, you know, we got to spend. Now the cap's going up. Right. Salaries are going up. You'll read plenty of articles. I saw Ryan Lambert yesterday write about how the cap going up means GMs are going to go bonkers in free agency. Like, get ready. The teams that do want to spend and do want to go to the cap, teams that circumvent the cap and use long-term injured reserve, they're going to go for big contracts, and the Sabres are going to be stuck here kind of like, well,
right.
We got no trade clauses. We can overpay, but we have values on guys. So that Frank Saravelli clip right there, to me, that's interesting. Why can't you do it? Well, you wouldn't say because we're not going to write a check for $16 million today. You'd have to say, well, the compensation, where we're going, you know, the value on this player, blah, blah, blah. So Kevin Adams speaks today at 11 a.m.
Right.
And that will be interesting because he'll get asked about Paterka. It's a pre-draft kind of media session. Yeah. But the questions will be there about Paterka, about Byram, about
Talk.
Yeah.
That'll come up.
And his answers will be, as revealing as he wants them to be, I think it'll be impossible not to take something from them.
Yeah. And it's not just, man, that cap part of it, because it's $95 million this year, but it's been out there that, like, it's going up to above $100 million next year, at least the year after that.
Yep.
That it, and it could get up to, like, in the high, like, 108, 109 at some point within a couple of years. I think Friedman had that, like, a couple months ago. And that's $15 million more than it'll even be this year.
Mm-hmm.
They will have to pay more than they had been paying.
Do you know
because
what that should lead to in the landscape of the NHL?
Hmm.
These free agents that are free agents right now and RFAs that are RFAs right now should sign for like 2 years.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nobody should sign for 8.
That is what Marner wants.
Yeah.
Somebody reported that, but yeah. There was a report out there that Marner would love a 2-year deal.
Because in the NFL, when the cap goes up, 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 you can just renegotiate, get a new contract, tear it up, get a new deal. If you just locked in for 8 years and then you heard the cap's going up $40 million in 3, you are losing money.
Yeah.
That you'd get if you're on the open market. So there's security in there, but I wonder if the free agents and the RFAs in this current class, and this could be a spot where actually getting Paterka back is easy for the Sabres. Like, all right, give us a little time here. Here's a 1-year, $7 million deal. You can hit your market sooner or later. We'll get you down the line when the cap goes up. But you might have players motivated to do shorter-term deals because of all this money. 803-0550. Happy Tuesday. Blaze in Buffalo, real quick. Hey, Blaze, what's up?
Yeah, morning, guys. So what you were talking about with the center depth earlier kind of got me thinking, like, what does the Sabres' best lineup look like right now? I was reading an article from The Athletic the other day, and they ranked the Sabres 10th in center depth just because of Tage Thompson, basically, and they said that if Tage wasn't going to play center, the Sabres would rank, like, I don't know, mid-20s or something like that. So to me, the best Sabres lineup, it has to have Tage on the top line right now. So just wanted to get your thoughts on that thing.
He's definitely on the top line. The question is, where does he play? I mean, they might think that he and Kulik had a really nice thing and just have Kulik be their top line center, and it's Kulik and Tuchin Thompson. You could try that.
Right.
Yeah, does it matter if he plays center? I don't know.
I think it should matter to some degree. I mean, it is the most important position on your hockey team. And if you are going to be weaker at it because he doesn't want to do it, or more so just you think right now, I mean, really, isn't it more right now that they feel like they have three top nine centers in theory? Kulik's a top nine center.
Mm-hmm.
They would think Josh Norris is a top nine center, and he has been when he's been healthy. And McLeod proved that he was that last year. So isn't that more of it? Isn't Tage on the wing? Maybe he does prefer it, but isn't he also there because they like their top three centers? One of them's got to stay healthy. But if that happens, then I guess that would be my question, is how bad really is it if the huge if Norris stays healthy? Because
yeah.
Norris, I still want to believe, gives you more than Cousins did. Especially in the last two years that Cousins played for the Sabres, that he would give you more. And then I'm just wondering if Kulik can give me more than just a couple of goals here once in a while. And he looked pretty good, and I think you probably will get that. So, I don't know. Is it as bad as it looks on paper? It might not be. But, right. If one guy goes down with injury, or you're a month into the season, and it's, whoa, this is not working, then how comfortable are they just putting Tage back down the middle? Because that is your most important position.
803-0550. Thanks, Plays. To a lighter story, did you see the player that the Mets signed?
No, I did not.
No.
They signed Tebow back? What'd they do?
No. You did not see this?
No. The New York Mets?
The New York
Mets.
Sorry,
I'm not following. I didn't talk to Howard yesterday, so I didn't know.
This is a random baseball signing that made the rounds.
Okay.
Because they signed a left-handed pitcher to a one-year deal.
Okay.
And basically everyone turned into like a 13-year-old with this person's name. So you did not see this?
No. Is this a somebody? Wait, 13. So is this somebody's son?
Nope. Owen, you didn't see this either? I thought more people would have seen this. Okay. Somebody in the chat will see this. So the Mets signed a left-handed pitcher whose last name is Lovelady. Lovelady is his last name. Lovelady.
Okay.
And this Mets pitcher, I'm not going to say it too many times because like, I feel like if you say it too many times, you'll get in trouble. His first name and what he goes by is Dickie. So the Mets signed that guy yesterday.
Hmm.
And I just want the New York Post people to just
tread lightly.
Take a deep breath. Just take a deep breath.
Yeah. Tread lightly.
When that thing went out yesterday, I saw a lot of baseball people. Oh, all right. Hello, new Mets player.
Uh-huh. Him, I wonder, would they even want him to develop into like a Cy Young guy?
Can you imagine that the biggest star on the sport has that name?
I think he looks like he's older, so probably not. But
he's finally getting his chance.
Yeah, but right, if he became like a dominant pitcher in the league,
mm-hmm.
we might have to come up with a new nickname for him if that were to happen. Right? His nickname is Dickie, you said, right? So
yes.
His full name is Richard?
Yes, but he goes by Dickie.
Okay. Like, buddy, maybe want to go with Rich. You know, when he shows up to the Mets, someone then the Mets is like, "Yeah, we should go with Rich, Richie. Let's get something new in here." He's been in the league. I mean, he's been on five different teams. It looks like, so he's been bouncing around.
Yep. Good times. 803-0550 to join us. What Josh Allen had to say about Steph Diggs and Drake May as a pairing. It's coming up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.